Here's a thought. No, that's not quite right, because this thought is way bigger than a thought. I should write a book on this or something, because I think it's the core of photography. But anyway, for today, I'm going to call this thought the connection. If I were to ask you what is the core of this little tiny corner of photography that you and I occupy called personally expressive fine art photography, as compared to all the other kinds of photography there are, but personally expressive fine art photography, what is the core of that? If you had to wrap it up in just one phrase or one word, what would you say is the purpose, the essence of personally expressive fine art photography? Well, it's often said that the greatest challenge in fine art photography is learning how to see. I've heard this 1,000 times in my career. And I've even advocated that position by promoting the word seer in the mystic sense, that artists are seers. They're the kind of people who see things that others can't or don't have the time to, or for whatever reason, just pass by. But artists take the time to see, and learning how to see is the essence of photography. But I'm not so sure that's correct, even though I've talked about it for years. It's been my experience that seeing, or what I'll characterize as deep seeing, is a function not just of eyes and awareness and consciousness, but it's the result of a connection. And it's the connection that is really at the core of personally expressive fine art photography. I think the great challenge of photography is not learning how to see, but fostering and encouraging and developing and surrendering to and recognizing a deeper connection that engulfs us in the moment. Not only the moment of experience, but the moment of clicking the shutter, the moment of processing, the moment of presenting work. Making a record by clicking the shutter is far less important than having the connection to begin with. I'm not the first one to talk about this. I'm probably the last one to talk about it because I've seen this topic come up time and time again. But I'm reminded of it every time I see someone talk about the fact that photography is seeing. I think there's a book out called The Joy of Seeing. Well, wouldn't it make sense that if there's joy in seeing, there's even more joy in connecting? It's the connection that needs to be the precursor of seeing, which needs to be the precursor of photographing. I think this is precisely what Wynne Bullock was getting at when he titled his book A Way of Life. It's about the connection. You can find it in used bookstores and whatnot. It's a lifetime of photography where Wynne Bullock definitely shows us something beyond seeing. His images are really all about connection. Something that's happening on the subconscious or spiritual or psychological level that connects us with not just the subject, but the moment and the experience, and even the people who view our images long after we've kind of forgotten them or are no longer around. I have a deep connection with the work of Wynne Bullock and Minor White and Alfred Stieglitz and Paul Strand and so many photographers that come to mind who are long gone, but that doesn't mean that their connection has ended with their life. Their connection is extended through their imagery. And in spite of the barriers of time, I feel a connection with them, not only because of what they saw and shared, but because of the connection that they made with what they photographed and passed on to all of us and gave us the opportunity to have that connection too. Or as far as that goes, make a new connection for ourselves and maybe what the photographer never saw or intended in their imagery. It's still all about the connection. And having said that, is it time for a big group hug?
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.